What's going on, everyone? Happy Thursday. We made it to the end-ish of another week. Thank you all for joining us here at the True Colors Podcast. I am Jameel Jude. I'm lucky enough to be the artistic director of True Colors Theater Company, the best job I've ever had in my life. So I'm really, really excited to be with you for episode number six. Get the hands in there. Episode number six of the True Colors Podcast. You all, this has been an amazing series, at least for me, where I get an opportunity to interview a couple of the artists and people who help make True Colors the magic that we have been for the last 17 years. And we hope that we can continue to get back with you all when this whole COVID moment is over. But in the interim, we are really excited to be able to connect with you all digitally and definitely through this podcast. So thanks for checking us. Anybody who's been with us for the last 6 weeks, I hope you have some really great experiences. Last week, we had an opportunity to talk to Miss Tanya Jackson, the new resident actor at True Colors Theater Company, thanks to her Fox Foundation Fellowship. So if you didn't get a chance to check that out, go to our IGTV page, watch Tanya. She drops some gems, and it is like, it's amazing to hear her story. But one of the things that she talks about that she's really passionate about, and we're really excited to have her join our team, is that she talks about giving back to the youth. As you all know, True Colors has had an amazing youth-serving program for several years, but definitely under the leadership of Miss Nikki Toombs, who's our current director of education, our education program has just blossomed, where we are serving students on all three major grade levels. We have an elementary school program that we call Page to the Stage, where we are working with third graders on their literacy skills. So getting them to read more books, but also getting them for inventive play so that they take a book that they're learning in school and they get to put a play together. With Ms. Nikki's help, they put a play together. In middle school, we have a program that we like to call Act Like a Lady. And it's a cultural immersion program where we're taking middle school girls and getting an opportunity to meet mentors and experience some cultural events. We take them to museums. They get to go see an opera. They get to see Alvin Ailey. They come see plays at True Colors. Because we know that when young girls are in middle school, that is when self-confidence is so important. And it's good to have role models and it's good to see positive images of yourself reflected back. So we're really thankful for the Act Like a Lady program. And then, I only mentioned three, I meant to say four, for our college and post-college students, we have our internship programs and our apprenticeship programs. Internships are unpaid. They're for students who are still in college to get some experience during their off times. And our apprenticeship program that we're doing with the Four Directions Apprentices, shout out to the Four Directions Apprentices. We are doing that with in conjunction with three other theaters in town. And those are paid programs where people who are in the last years of college or just recently graduated from college are having the experience of working with four different Atlanta-based theater companies. So we're giving them those hands-on learning opportunities to see what is arts administration and what it's like. All of that falls under Miss Nikki's role as Director of Education at True Colors. So she is doing yeoman's work. But the signature program of the True Colors Theater Company has always been our August Wilson Monologue Competition. We are now in year 12 of the national competition. And normally we take the kids who win in their regions. There are 14 cities all across the city. We take them to New York City where they compete for a chance to say August Wilson's words on Broadway and a chance for college scholarships. COVID-19 has impacted our ability to convene the students in New York, but we are having a moment where we're gonna celebrate those students on a virtual event this weekend. So I thought it'd be really cool to have a couple of the students who will be joining us virtually join us today on the podcast. So I wanna kick it off with one of those students. His name is Mr. Julius Shanks. He is a student from Alabama, and he won first place in the Atlanta Regional Monologue Competition. We are happy to have you with us. Up to the people.
Hey.
Hey, brother man, let's go ahead and get right into it. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us about your school. Tell us what grade you're in. And anything else that you think we should know.
Yes, sir. Well, my name is Julius Shanks. I'm originally from Montgomery, Alabama, but I reside in Birmingham, Alabama. In order to go to the Alabama School of Fine Arts, which is in downtown Birmingham, there I'm concentrating on theater. And I'm 17 years old, just turned 17 last Friday. And I've just been blessed with the opportunity to be able to share my gifts and talents with not only Birmingham and not only Alabama, but now Atlanta. And just been blessed with people such as Miss Nikki and my theater teachers to push me and send me in the direction of good competitions and good people to look after and things like that to be able to just explore my gifts and talents even more.
Yeah, man, that's a it's a great story. It's a heartwarming story. I can't look at you and not smile, knowing about your story. Tell me, man, when did you get interested in theater and performance?
When I get interested in it, honestly and truly, I'm gonna be honest with you. I began being interested in theater in this is fifth grade, just doing church plays. And when everyone starts hyping your head up when you're young and telling you, you're good, you got this, So in my head, I'm like, ooh, I guess I do got this. So I start climbing the ladder, going to performing arts middle school in Montgomery, Baldwin Arts and Academics. So then from Baldwin, I go and I audition for ASPA for high school. And leaving home, just being from Montgomery, then having to move to Birmingham, just leaving home and being, just around other people who aren't just good but great actors pushing me, it brought me a greater love for the comp, not just the acting, the competition, and to be able to just do what I do now. So it's been an ongoing cycle.
Yeah, that's great. You talk a little bit about like any adversity that you may have faced. You said like, hey, I was good. People were telling me I was good, and then now here I am at the Alabama School of Fine Arts, and I'm seeing a lot of other people are good too. Have you had a moment where it's like, oh, maybe step my game up because I may not have been as good as I thought.
Definitely. I've been so complacent when I was in eighth grade, ninth grade, and now I'm in 11th grade. So I was complacent in eighth grade, ninth grade, knowing that I'm the top actor. I'm always gonna get the lead. I'm getting this. And there was a whole nother world out there waiting for me when I crossed the threshold from middle school to high school. So now I get to ask, I'm not only am I the top, I'm not the top male anymore. I'm not the top African American male anymore. There's other black kids ready to get that part, and they're gonna fight for it. So the adversity came from myself. It was like, wow, I'm thinking that everybody's my competition now, oh man, I have to fight for this role. I have to fight for that role. But really and truly, the more I learned came from my fellow actors, my other black brothers that were like, we're not going up for the same role. You can learn from me and I can learn from you. And so once I got out of my own head of thinking that I had to just get rid of all the competition and let God make room for my talents and my gifts, that's when doors began to open up and more opportunities began to come.
Man, that's great. That's great. Yeah, I think it's an important thing. Like sometimes we get in these mindsets, the scarcity mindset that there's only one. But really, we live in a world of abundance. We know there are all these roles, opportunities, and definitely for your generation that's coming, you guys are so you're creators. You're creating those own opportunities too. So don't continue to work hard. You are such a hard worker. And as you just grow in your talents and they continue to explore, let those gifts flourish inside of you, man, and continue to create. And I know you're going to do it. One thing, like, about your monologue choice, why did you choose it? How did you find connecting to your monologue?
I love this monologue. I picked Toledo from Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, and this monologue, the reason I chose it is because in at the School of Fine Arts we have a monologue class, and just one day our theater teacher Miss Susan McCain was like, everybody, grab a monologue, or if you have your August Wilson pieces already, show me your piece. And now I'm like, oh, I didn't do my homework. I didn't pick a piece yet. And so I go, Ma Rainey is one of my favorite plays. So I go to Ma Rainey and I'm flipping through it. I'm flipping through it. And at first I saw another monologue, but when I looked at this monologue and I saw that he was talking about how his girl left him and how she went for a church dude. And I'm thinking, oh, I go to church and I had a girl leave me too. I can relate to this. So I'm like, I like this one. And I did it in class. And once just I did it in class, I started really beginning to feel it. And just being able to go back and read the play and connect to the character and learn more about who Toledo is, it just made me love the piece even more. And so the more I just began to do it, the I guess the better at it I became. And I ended up taking it as far as winning the competition.
Yeah, man. Again, congratulations. Yeah, I really enjoyed your Toledo. You know, clearly in August's play, he's an older guy. He has that wisdom and that age and experience. But I found your way inside of it to still make it real, feel real, but make it feel, which is what we're always looking for with the August Wilson Monologue competition. So congratulations, Julius. Before I let you go, man, I want you, you know, this season we've been celebrating Black Storytellers all season long at True Colors. In the season that we're calling our She Griot season. You have a She Griot in your life, mentor, someone, a teacher, someone who's inspired you and helped you get to where you are?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, most definitely. Being 17 and being so, I was going to say outgoing, but being able to have my hand in different things, I have a lot of different people who influence me and push me in the right direction. So I thank God for that. One of my biggest influence, my biggest mentor is actually my pastor, Dr. Thomas Beavers. And he's like the one who's like, you know, you at this point, you don't have to know what you want to do for the rest of your life. But as long as you can do what you're doing now and be the best at that, you're in the right direction. And so he's definitely pushed me. He's definitely allowed me to pursue different things from spoken word to just being a motivational speaker and giving other people the same confidence that, you know, you need at this time. And so he's definitely been able to push me in that direction of just becoming who I am as Julius Shanks.
That's great, man. You know, I'm a big proponent that we have to give people flowers while they can still smell them. We got to let our mentors, we got to let our teachers and our inspirations know what they mean to us now until after they have gone on. To celebrate them. But, you know, we are speaking of this weekend. Mr. Wilson's birthday was Monday.
Yes, sir.
27 other Wilson students this competition for this virtual event. Is there something that you're looking forward to specifically about this weekend?
Oh, yes. I had an amazing time in Atlanta going up against other competition. And so just meeting new people, making new friends, and then seeing what they are capable of, and then you trying to go and not so much match that, but just do the best that you can do, that it fuels me, it drives me up. So I'm really looking forward to seeing who the competition is, just looking forward to making new friends, meeting new faces, and just being able to go up against one another and just, because, I mean, you're only as good as your competition. So I'm really just ready to go up and just see how high we can go and just continue for that fight. So I'm really looking forward to this weekend.
Good stuff, man. Well, at 17, brother, you are already inspiring people. You inspire me. Your energy is infectious. So I'm looking forward to checking with you on Saturday when we get everybody. Thanks for joining us today, Julius.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Have a good one. Once again, y'all, that was Mr. Julius Shanks, who did Toledo for us, and he won first place for the August Wilson Monologue competition, and he will be with us this weekend as we're celebrating all the first and second place winners from the 14 other cities. The August Wilson Monologue competition, again, is the jewel of our education program, and we are so happy, and we're really happy that we were able to rethink what this program was. You know, we were all disappointed that we weren't going to be able to get the kids to New York City, but thanks for all of the regional representatives who put their brains together on finding a way that we can still celebrate these students. So shout out to Zoom for helping us get this together. Shout out to Delta Airlines, who has been the sponsor for the August Wilson Monologue competition for several years. So really, really excited for the opportunity to celebrate those students. One of the students who will be joining us this weekend is Miss Taylor Jackson. We're going to put Taylor on the line. Taylor was our second place student at the Atlanta Regional, and she gave an amazing performance, and we are really happy to have her join us right now. Taylor also is a student from the Alabama School of Fine Arts. So ASFA is putting out talent.
Hello.
Hey, Taylor, what's going on?
Not too much. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us.
That's good. Thank you for having me.
Well, Taylor, let's get to it, man. Tell the people about you. Tell us what school you go to, where you live, and you know, majoring and maybe something else, something to surprise.
Okay, all right. Well, hello, everybody. My name is Taylor Jackson. I am a junior at the Alabama School of Fine Arts, and I am representing Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Okay. And I'm a dorm student at ASPA. And yeah, that's just a little bit about myself.
Yeah, so Tuscaloosa, and what was that journey like, you know, having to be away from home, but to be dedicated to your craft? How have you been navigating that?
It wasn't smooth, I will say that, because, you know, I had to do a lot of maturing when it comes to time management and things like that. But besides that, my family was pretty supportive. My mother, always there for me, dad, you know. So it's been good. It's been a good journey.
And I believe I met your father at the semifinals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
Good stuff. That's good stuff. So what monologue did you choose for the competition? And talk to me a little bit about why you chose it.
All right. Well, I chose to portray Bernice in the piano lesson.
My favorite piano lesson is my favorite play of all time.
Yes, it is a good play. It is very good. It's very strong. Yeah. But I chose this play not only because of the dramatic elements, but I fell in love with Bernice's strength. You know, I feel like most of August Wilson monologues, the women are fighting for a relationship or a man or something like that. But Bernice was fighting for something deeper. She was fighting for her family legacy. I'm sorry. And so I love that. I admired that. And it reminded me of the women in my family, you know. State your case, stand strong, be confident. And I wanted to embody that.
Great. Yeah, so, you know, in this season at True Colors, we've been celebrating Black women storytellers. We've been celebrating women of strength and things like that. Here's an opportunity. Shout out some of those strong women, those chic Rios in your life that have mentored you, taught you how to be who you are.
Okay, I want to definitely shout out my grandmother, Mary Jackson. She's strong, fierce, says whatever's on her mind. My mom, she's an independent woman. My other mom, she's, you know, raising my sister, being patient, loving us. Miss Susan, definitely Miss Susan. She's my mentor with theater, and she's always pushing me, always reminding me of my abilities and, you know, yeah.
That's good stuff. Taylor, remind me, what grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
Yeah, okay. I remember that you guys had another year to compete. What's been the biggest lesson that you've learned about acting as being a student at ASPA?
Okay, well, recently we had a Zoom meeting with David Strasberg. Okay. And that is Lee Strasberg's son. And, yeah. You know, for those of you who don't know who Lee Strasberg is, he came up with an acting method, basically getting into character and, you know, being not really being a character, but being yourself as you would if you were put into those situations. And so I remember Mr. Strasberg was basically saying, like, you have to condition yourself, you know, and there are consequences to being the person that you want to be. And it just made me think, like, theater is not just about performing for people, you know, putting on a face or anything. It's life. It's being who you are in whatever situation the character is being put in. It's being compassionate. It's being empathetic, you know? So yeah, that's a really great lesson that I learned.
Well, and the fact that at this age, you know, like I talk all the time with actors that, like, there are reasons why you are cast. There is a reason why you are the best person to be there. When you leave yourself at the door, you're robbing us as an audience, as people who are here to see your, you're robbing us of an opportunity to take that extra deeper step. So that's good. That's really, really good. Have you thought about what you want to do after ASPA?
Definitely. I plan on applying to either Juilliard, Pace, NYU, definitely places in New York, DePaul University in Chicago. That's one on my list. And yeah, I definitely want to transition from theater to film, but I never want to stop being on stage because I love it. And yeah.
Well, got a lot of people in the True Colors family that have done just that. Letitia Ellis, DePaul. We have people who went to NYU and to Juilliard. You know, we're happy to have you as part of the True Colors family. And we know that choose will be lucky to have you. Learn a lot of great skills that you'll be able to bring back to Atlanta, whatever stage or film or TV set that you find yourself on. Really great. But with the time that we have left, I want to ask you, you'll be with 27 other students this weekend on the Zoom call, as you'll have master classes from other teaching artists around the nation. You'll have an opportunity to meet Russell Hornsby.
Yes, I'm very excited for that.
Arrow and Jack Bell. Tell me, what are you looking forward to? What are you hoping that you can get out?
I'm just looking forward to being in a professional environment, being with students that love doing what I love doing, with people that will push me to be the best me that I could possibly be. So I'm excited to see the competition. I'm excited for the experience because I know this will be like new for everyone, especially since we're doing it virtually. So I'm excited to see how everything goes. Yeah.
Well, that's good stuff. Well, like I said, I look forward to seeing you on Saturday. When we kick it off. I know that you're going to have a great time. But thank you very much, Taylor.
Thank you.
And we wish you the best of luck, okay?
Thank you. Have a nice day. Thank
you. Y'all, that was Taylor. Really excited to have Taylor. She did a great job as Bernice. Like I mentioned, I am extremely biased. That is my favorite play. I was introduced to that play in high school and had an opportunity to direct it as really one of the first major productions of my career. But this ain't about me. Y'all did not come here to listen and talk to me. You all want an opportunity to meet some of these amazing students that we have. And I am going to add another one to us. Now, this young lady, Miss Casey Champion, has been with us for 4 years.
Yes. Oops, break.
The city of Atlanta, and she's done an amazing job. So, hey, Casey, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. Man, I'm so happy that y'all are repping these August Wilson Monologue competitions.
I have to get on it.
Here, man with the funky hat, Mr. Wilson. Casey, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you go to school, what grade level you're in. I think I already gave that away because you've been with the competition for 4 years. But just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Hello, everybody. My name is Casey Champion. I attended, graduating kind of right now, New Manchester High School in Douglasville, Georgia. It is a fine arts school. So the past 4 years, my major has been theater, and I just recently minored my junior year in dance. As Mr. Jamil said, I have been a part of the August Wilson competition every year, and I'm so thankful that I've grown and made the connections that I have through the program.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about it. What was it like year one in the program to year four in the program?
Honestly, it started off my freshman year. I was coming into a new school, and my director was just like, you have to do the August Wilson Monologue competition or you're gonna fail. And I was like, okay. So it forced me to learn about it. I will say my first year, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know how to analyze the script, didn't know how to do any character development. And I believe I chose Aunt Esther. Mm-hmm. For a small 14, 13-year-old girl to be trying to do these old characters, it was like, no, ma'am. But of course, because I did try to do it, I've grown from it and I've learned from it. So then it moved into my sophomore year, where I believe, my sophomore year, my junior year, I did Raina from Jitney. And It got a little better. It was still a little rough. Sorry?
No, I'm listening.
Yeah. And then, so actually my first 2 years, I didn't even make it past the preliminaries. It was just like, yeah, no, try again next year. So I kept coming back because of course I learned that this is what I wanted to do. So I was like, there's nothing. They can only tell me no again. Why not try it again? So my junior and my senior year, I was blessed to make it all the way to the finals, which is, to me, it just shows the work that I was putting in, because to go from not even making it past the first round and not really being seen to making it to the final 16, it's like, okay, I might be able to do this just a little bit. And this year, honestly, it all that work that I put in class and in over summer and stuff like that, it all just paid off. So I'm so thankful that you guys continue to give us the opportunity and you guys encourage us to come back, because you really make it like a safe space to where it's like, well, just try again next year. So yeah,
We definitely want to shout out Miss Nikki, because I know that she has been huge in your life and just kind of with the perseverance and things like that. Because what you mentioned is a story of perseverance. Mm-hmm. Coming as a freshman, not making it past the preliminaries, learning, okay, well, what monologue can I best embody? How can I figure it out? And now the last 2 years being a member of the Sweet 16 and this year being one of the finalists, our place winners. I wanted to, you mentioned something that I thought was really great. You mentioned your director in high school, setting like, hey, here's the expectation, and then we expect you to surpass that expectation every year after that. Shout out your high school directors. It's an opportunity.
Sure. So I've had three major theater directors. It started off my freshman year with Mr. Robert Connor. Amazing. He's now the magnet director over the entire program at my school. And then my sophomore and junior years, Mr. David Cote, amazing as well. Amazing artist, director, actor, everything. And then just recently, actually this year, Miss Ashley Cleveland, she joined the program and it blew my mind. For her to have come in August and have done and been so invested with the work that she gave us and believed in us, amazing. So I have been blessed to have three really amazing experienced workers who push me and believe in me. So very thankful.
Yeah, man. You mentioned three really great artists here in the Atlanta theater community, Mr. Robert Connor, David Cote, and of course, we've been talking to people in this year that we've been celebrating Black women storytellers and our She Griots. I wanted to ask you, tell me about a She Griot in your life, a Black woman who's motivated you, been a mentor to you, a teacher to you, or just someone who's showed you the ropes.
Well, of course, I'm going to start off with Miss Cleveland because, like I said, she's blown my mind. I've never really had a teacher who can see you both as a student, a person, and an artist. So she makes sure that in class she's being engaged with us, and she's not just there to teach us. She's there to help us and guide us through life. So I'm very thankful for Miss Cleveland. And of course, my mother, she is so supportive. It's ridiculous. Because for most people, the arts is a very risky choice for a lifestyle, and a lot of people don't believe that you can do it. But for my mother, she makes it very realistic, but also you have to fight for whatever you want. You're going to be doing the same amount of work that you would be doing if you wanted to be an engineer or a doctor. You're just putting it into this. So it's not about what you choose, it's about the work that you put into it. So I will say those two women will forever be like amazing in my eyes. So very thankful for them both.
Man, well, I'm glad you got so many great role models in your life. So you said that you are in the process of graduating. Who knows what's going on with this COVID moment, but congratulations, senior. Congratulations, class of 20. What's next? What's going on? Where are we headed next?
I will be announcing my school tomorrow, but I'll be a theater major at the school that I'm attending.
Good. That's awesome. Well, we're really excited for you. Can't wait to see your announcement. Make sure you tag us. Tag at True Colors Theater. So all the people who are like, oh, dang, we're hoping to get a surprise now that we'll share that with them tomorrow as we celebrate you as a 2020 graduate and as a four-time August Wilson Monologue Competition scholar. Casey, we really appreciate you coming on today with us. And best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Y'all, I tell you, man, I have the best job. Shout out to all of my fellow artistic directors and everybody else who loves their job, man. But like, there's nothing like the opportunity to work at True Colors and to be able to tell stories about our community, but with our community. I mentioned it at the beginning of the call, and I will continue to say the August Wilson Monologue Competition is really one of the jewels of what we get to do every year. And you just heard from three amazing students, right? Like, and those are just the three that place, but we serve so many students with this program every year. The students that, don't make it out of preliminaries still get an opportunity for us to engage with them, for them to learn the words of August Wilson. Miss Nikki and the Four Directions Apprentices this year spent a lot of time with the students and, Casey is an example of students who started in the preliminaries, making it all the way and progressing up into it. And we know that it is not just about competition. We know competition is important. We know that working on your skills, we talked about it a couple of episodes ago with showcasing your skills, adding things into your toolbox. What we're really hoping is that these students recognize that the skills that they're learning about representation, about projection, about standing up strong and delivering, committing something. Case talked about, moving through. Julius talked about learning new skills and how do you present yourself to be competitive out there are skills that are transferable and that will last with the students long past the experience of being with the program. So we're really, really excited by that. You know, there was something that Tanya was talking about last week that's really sitting with me, and it's about just growth. It's about as a teacher, when you give back, I don't want to mess up her words, but she says, you know, the only way to live is to give everything that she has. And I'm really, really happy that we have someone like Nikki Toombs at True Colors because of the way she gives. She gives to these students. We have students who have been with her in that program for years, and they continue just to come back because they want to be around Miss Nikki. They want to thank Miss Nikki for the work that she's done and helping them. So we're really thankful to have a team of mentors here at True Colors. Like we do all the time, I want to just shout a couple people who have been in the chat. Mr. Thomas Jackson, too, says congratulations to all the participants, especially Taylor and Julius. His last name is Jackson. I'm going to go on a limb and say that he may be kin to Taylor. Ms. Aris Shanks, Aris Shanks, A-R-I-S-S, wants to shout out and say congratulations. Again, last name Shanks. I'm going to assume that you some type of kin to Julius. We got big shout outs to David Cote. We got big shout outs to Robert Connor and Ashley Cleveland, checking in from New Manchester High School. New Manchester is one of our partner schools, and we're really, really proud of the work that they have been doing. They've been putting a lot of flashback stuff on Instagram. So if you don't already follow New Manchester High School, follow them. Who else are we on there? We got Mr. Benjamin Moore, who was in our production of First Noel. Shouting out to Casey. Let's see. People are saying, they were in some August Wilson stuff early in their careers. So they wanted to shout that out as well. You guys, here's an opportunity. If you have any questions, go ahead and answer them. We do that live question answer probably about the last half hour that we're here. I doubt that we'll be on for the full hour today. So if you got your questions, get them in now so that we can talk about them. We've been putting together this change in the competition. We've been kind of navigating it for about a month now, and I've been really thankful for the growth. So I wanted to shout out Jen McEwen. I wanted to shout out Marion Young, and I want to shout out Kat, who have been part of our national planning team. Also want to shout out all the regional reps for all the work that they've been doing. Like I said, True Colors is in 14 different cities, and because I know that I will forget one of the cities, probably one because I have trouble counting to 14 and talking at the same time, but two, it is live, so I'm bound to forget someone. So I said, you charge this in my head and not my heart, but instead of saying all the 14 cities, just want to say, check out our website at truecolorstheater.org, see what all the cities that we're in, and we're bringing on new cities every year. So if you are outside of Atlanta, if you are around the nation and you're like, man, I got great high school students who could benefit and from learning and competing with the August Wilson Monologue competition, hit us up. We would love to start new cities. When Kenny, our founding artistic director, when he won the Tony, he had this vision of making sure that every student has a little bit of theater in their daily lives. And our education department has really taken that on as their mission to make sure that students in the Atlanta metro area have that little bit of theater. And we have been partnered with those theaters all across the country, those 14 regional cities that I mentioned, to do that part too. So we could, with August Wilson's words, this great American griot, touch students in every city across this land and give them a little bit of theater, I think we'll make the world a much, much better place. You know, here's the opportunity, and I'm always spoiling things that are coming up in the future. But I do want to make sure that I get an opportunity just to talk to you guys, engage with you all weekly. Here's a question that's coming in. Do you do internships for recent college graduates? The simple answer is yes. Yes, we do. Right now, of course, with COVID-19, our summer internship program, we have paused right now, and we hope to restart that most likely in the new year. So 2021 is when we most likely will restart our internship and apprenticeship program. I mentioned we're part of the Four Directions Apprentice Program, which is a collaboration between four theater companies in the Atlanta metro area. Check that out. That information is on our website. They also have an Instagram page, Four Directions on Instagram. So check them out. So those are our internship apprenticeship opportunities. Apprenticeships are paid, and you work with three other theater companies. Our internships are still unpaid, but you do get a deep dive into the work that we're doing. It is our goal to make sure that all of our programs in the future are funded. So if you want to help us out on that, here's an opportunity to donate to True Colors. But that is part of our long-term range. I benefited greatly from internships and apprenticeships in my life, many of which are paid. We know that as people enter into this industry, you know, one of the ways in which American theater has historically, lost some people is financial barriers. You know, everyone is not able to work unpaid or to have long-term internships. So, you know, what we really want to do, we want to make the internships short periods of time because we don't want people working for a long time, be it unpaid. And then we work really, really hard to try to make sure our interns get placed somewhere, whether it be another theater company or acting opportunities and things like that, because we know, hey, man, you can't live just off passion alone. So we want to help people out. So check us out. We also post our internship opportunities on our website, truecolorstheater.org. So check back there periodically when we're announcing new things. Cool. Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Again, y'all, send those questions in if you have them. If not, no big deal. What can you expect for the next couple of weeks here? We've been talking about just the magic that is True Colors and our experience. And it really is about you all, our amazing patrons. And we can't wait to gather with you all again soon. We are working behind the scenes feverishly to try to figure out what's the best way for us to connect again and share stories, share live stories with you all, but find a way to do it safely. Safety is our utmost concern. You know, we know that you all, our audience, are being impacted differently with COVID-19. And we want to make sure that we are taking the necessary precautions so that when you come back, that you don't have to worry and don't have to fear and being with one another, because we are communal people. So we can't wait to commune with you all soon and very soon. In a couple of weeks on this very podcast, I'm going to be announcing our new season. Yes, because theater will come back. We will be back. We will be telling stories. I will be back on stage telling my corny jokes to get people excited for the plays right before they happen. We will be back. We will be back soon, soon and very soon. So we got a plan for it. So check back with us as we announce our new season soon and very soon in the month of May. We'll be doing that. Also, for those of you all know that Mother's Day is coming. Do not wait. Do not wait to get something for the moms and the special women in your life. So we are doing a giveaway. If you check our Instagram feed, Miss Stevie Flowers, who has done amazing floral arrangements for us over the last several years, she has been gracious enough to give away one of her floral arrangements for anyone who needs a gift for the women in their life, the mothers in their life. So check out our Instagram page. Go to the Stevie Flowers giveaway post and find out how you can get something for the moms in your life. So don't miss out and don't be like, man, I would have got something, but I missed out on that True Colors giveaway. Don't be like that. But for those of you all, we're trying to hook somebody up with some amazing flowers for Mother's Day. What else am I forgetting? This is when it's hard when I'm by myself. You know, normally I like to have people like shooting me messages and emails, telling me what not to forget. Flashback Fridays, we've been doing that. So check back on our social media channels for all that good stuff. If you haven't subscribed to the True Colors mailing list, truecolorstheater.org, sign up for our mailing list. Make sure that you stay updated on everything that we're doing. And the last thing I wanted to mention is that we are going to be doing some Zoom play readings. We are looking for writers in the Atlanta area who are looking to workshop any of their plays. Hit us up, send us a message here, or you can email me. My email is jjude, that is J Jude, my first initial, my last name, at truecolorstheater.org. Shoot me, hey, if you got a play idea, if you want to have your play read, let me know, shoot me an email, and we'd love to try to figure out the way to get your play read in our digital formats that we'll be rolling out soon and very soon. Will you also be announcing audition information for the season? Yes. Again, we're trying to figure that out. I've been listening to a lot of my colleagues who are hosting auditions via Zoom and video submissions. We probably will be end up just taking video submissions and wading through that process. When we announce the season, because we kind of have to announce the season first, we will also announce the best ways to audition for the plays in the season. All right, so on the True Colors website is where we also post that audition information. So as soon as that is ready to share, you can find it there. But tune in every Thursday at 1 p.m. when I go live, I'll be giving that information here too. All right, thank you all so very much for joining me today. This has been episode 6 of the True Colors podcast. Thank you all very, very, very much for checking in, for vibing with us for the last 6 weeks. It's been great. Today we talked to 3 amazing young people, Mr. Julius Shanks, Ms. Taylor Jackson, and Ms. Casey Champion, 3 of our winners from the August Wilson Monologue Competition. Most recently, they were our representatives from Atlanta. Casey had been with us for 4 years, so we're really thankful for her. Shout out to the class of 2020. I know that this is the weirdest way to be celebrating your senior year, but we're really, really proud of you, Casey, all the work that you've done, and we're really thankful for your mentors at New Manchester High School. And we're really excited for our 2 students from the Alabama School of Fine Arts. They are juniors, so they will be part of our competition next year, but this weekend we're going to celebrate them, as well as 26 other students from around the nation, as we come together, celebrate their accomplishments, but really celebrate the spirit of Mr. Wilson and what he's done for us in our lives. So I'm really excited to spearhead this first ever virtual monologue competition. So again, thank you all so very much for your continued support of True Colors. Check back with us next week at 1 p.m. on Thursday, where we'll bring some more content for you. You all have a really amazing rest of your day, a rest of your week, a great weekend. Continue to stay inside. Stay inside. I know some of you all are essential employees. We just ask that you stay safe, because we can't wait to gather with you all again. And the longer we stay inside and do our parts, the sooner we can be back in the theater celebrating stories with one another. All right. Peace, y'all.